Good evening, and welcome to the Safilo Group conference call on the fourth quarter and full year 2012 results. This call may contain forward-looking statements relating to future events and operating, economic, and financial results for Safilo Group. Such forecasts, due to their nature, imply a component of risk and uncertainty due to the fact that they depend on the occurrence of certain future events and developments. The actual results may therefore vary even significantly to those announced in relation to a multitude of factors. Today's participants are Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer, Vincenzo Gianelli, Chief Financial Officer, and Barbara Ferrante, Director of Investor Relations. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. I will now pass the call over to Mr. Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Vedovotto, you may begin.
Thank you, Martin. First of all, I apologize for being slightly late. We were trying to wait for some other people to join, given the circumstances that other companies are announcing results precisely today and having conference call tonight. Good evening, and welcome to Safilo Group 2012 financial results conference call. As usual, I have the pleasure to be here with Safilo Group CFO, Vincenzo Gianelli, and Barbara Ferrante, Head of Investor Relations. Together, we will guide you through the key facts and figures of 2012, and as usual, at the end of the presentation, we will try to answer all of your questions. I start by saying that we are satisfied with the 2012 results, which were significant, and particularly in a year characterized by a slowdown in the world economy, by the ongoing decline of consumer spending, particularly in Europe, and as far as Safilo is concerned, by two key business events. The first one, phasing out of the Armani license, and the second one, the phasing in of the Polaroid brand in our portfolio. Again, before going into the analysis numbers and figures, I would really like to thank Safilo management team. I could not have done it without them, and I think that I want to thank the team because they stayed very focused on the successful execution of our commercial and industrial strategy, and they've always, during the course of the year, maintained the necessary financial discipline that led Safilo to a further decrease of our financial debt position. Okay, let's go into the performance. First of all, 2012 sales of our go-forward brands grew at a good pace, confirming the portfolio enhancement strategy that we had adopted. The decision to focus on the most strategic relevant partnership paid off and allow us to anticipate the renewal of the Hugo Boss Group and Max Mara Group licenses. This allow us to extend the agreement respectively to 2020 and 2019 at satisfactory conditions for both parties. I think I wanted to make it clear, the anticipated renewal had nothing to do with the Armani license phasing out. It was just an agreement that together with our partners, we decided to do to make it more profitable for both parties. I think this achievement of these early renewals increase our visibility and the visibility of our portfolio of licensed brands, giving us a comfortable timeframe during which we will further develop our plans. Number three, 2012 was also marked by a further implementation of our strategy of growing the Safilo's brands, particularly via the acquisition of Polaroid. The acquisition of Polaroid, as you know, was finalized in April. We then managed the brand for the last 9 months, starting April until the end of December so far, and then clearly January and February. But on the 9 months 2012, it was a period in which we reorganized the European distribution setup, and we also put together the foundations for the international expansion of Polaroid, namely in America and Far East. We started to make a big comeback precisely where Polaroid was born 75 years ago, United States. Our strategic priority in 2012 was to preserve the solidity of the group's capital and financial structure, and at the same time to maintain a resilient level of profitability. And this was done despite the expected decline, which was due to the effect of the phasing out of the big Armani license. I think we have been able, as you might have already seen, to achieve these results also via an adaptation of our industrial manufacturing footprint through the implementation of the agreement which we signed with trade unions, which provided for the use of the solidarity contract until at least August 2014. The solidarity contracts provide us a solution which is allowing the company to manage on one side, the very important and fundamental social framework, to guarantee a much more flexible work organization, and to pursue a recovery in the production efficiency. Now, full year results. Full year results were on track, proving the strength of our organic business and at the same time the solidity of our economic and financial profile. Sales were up 6.7%, 2.2% at constant exchange rates. EBITDA margin reached 10%, and the bottom line remained very close to the net profit achieved in 2011. We ended the year confirming financial leverage below 2 and precisely at 1.9 times. Vincenzo later on will provide you with further details. Now, let's go into Q4 2012. The last 3 months were particularly positive and allowed us to consolidate the key trends and all the business dynamics we had achieved in the first 9 months of the year. In Q4, our performance was, by all means, very robust. Let's start from top line. Top line grew double digit, up 16.6% at current exchange rate, up 13.8% at constant currency. And that was realized with all business components given their positive contribution to the progression of the period. The organic business, Polaroid, and also the latest sales campaign of the phasing out brands. In Q4 2012, underlying operating profitability held up well, and as in the third quarter, the net result and the net cash generation both improved. In line with Q2 and Q3 2012, our organic sales performance confirmed a 6% growth rate, supported by the majority of the brands in the portfolio and the region we manage. If we then take a minute to analyze our portfolio of high-end and luxury brands, Gucci, Hugo Boss, Bottega Veneta, and Jimmy Choo we are top performers, doing well across the main product categories and markets. At the same time, what we call the diffusion segment recorded a very positive performance through the best-seller brands like Tommy Hilfiger, Boss Orange, and the majority of the American brands, from Banana Republic to Kate Spade to Fossil. We will comment a little bit later in more details, Carrera, but I would like to highlight that the growth of Carrera continued in 2012 in most of the geographies, including Europe, also via the introduction of Carrera into the prescription frames category, a recent product development which is performing very well. In sunglasses, two of Carrera's main markets, namely Italy and Spain, were lagging behind also as a result of the extremely competitive environment, which was very much characterized by significant promo activities in all market segments. In 2012, the management team focused on the new brand positioning, focused on broadening its gender reach and the product offer. The overall collection improved dramatically. This work that has been conducted gave us some initial positive outcome with the successful launch of the new Carrera 6000 collection, and this is giving us a good sentiment for the year. If we then look into regions, into geographical areas, Q4 2012 was a quarter where our business performed a strong recovery in Europe, and this was particularly significant after the initial slowdown of the year and the second half of last year. Sales for Polaroid gave clearly a contribution to the positive trend, and it is the most meaningful contribution in terms of brand for the first 3 months of the year. Now, in spite of the unfortunately persisting weaknesses experienced by some important market, I think Italy more than any other market, we were able to increase our market share in certain countries, certainly in Russia and other developing countries in Europe, as well as in travel retail and key account. Finally, in Q4, we also recorded a further strengthening of the U.S. and the Latin American countries. In the U.S., we continued a strong performance in the independent optician and trios channel, and this was also due to the, I would say, width and depth of our product collection, while growth rates improved even further in Latin America and particularly in Brazil and somehow in Mexico. I think in Brazil particularly, Carrera was the star performer, and Brazil has become last year the fourth largest market for Carrera. For the moment, I think I said it all. I would like now to hand it over to Vincenzo, which will walk you through our results in much more details, and then I come back at the end before the Q&A session to give you some additional comments. Vincenzo?
Thank you, Roberto. I would start from summarizing the key highlights of 2012, and then I would move to the fourth quarter. So total sales for the year reached 1,175.3 million euro, with a reported growth of 6.7% and a positive progression of 2.2%, also after adjusting for the currency effects. At the operating level, EBITDA reached 115 million euro, a result that allowed the group to get to a gross operating margin of 9.8%, 130 basis points below the previous year margin. This dilution resulted from the impacts of the phase-out plan, especially in terms of price mix, and it was evident at the gross margin level, which moved from 59.2% down to 57.8%. Below the operating line, the year benefited from the reduction of the net interest expenses from 23 million euro down to 19 million euro, as well as from the reduced impact of negative exchange rate differences. On the interest expenses front, I would like to remind you that the two main drivers that determined their decline in 2012 were, on one side, the early partial redemption of 60 million euro yield bond undertaken in June last year, in 2011, and, of course, the reduction of the average debt. At the bottom line, 2012 net result was equal to a profit of 25.9 million euro, compared to 27.9 million euro in 2011. In the full year, the free cash flow before the acquisition of Polaroid and some minorities was positive for almost 51.6 million euro, compared to 24.7 million euro in 2011. This improvement was driven by the higher flows from operating activities, which increased to 80.4 million euro, from 56 million euro in 2011, thanks to the release of working capital, which mainly reflects a decrease of inventories. At the end of December 2012, group net debt had further declined compared to the end of September, getting to 215 million euro compared to 238.3 million euro at the end of December of 2011. Moving to slide 8, and I would like to highlight that in the last 3 months of the year, we registered revenues of 312.9 million euro, up 13.8% at custom currencies, with all business components, as already indicated by Roberto, contributing to this performance. To quantify some of the drivers that have been already described by Roberto, I would like to highlight that in the fourth quarter, the positive performance of the American wholesale market was equal to plus 10% at constant currency, thanks to the strong growth rates recorded in emerging countries in Latin America, and to the robust trends recorded by our prescription frame collections inside the independent opticians channel in the U.S. The positive momentum experienced by our sunglass collections in the U.S. market was testified by the continuing growth achieved during the year by our Solstice stores. In the period, retail sales were equal to 19.2 million euro, up 5.6% at constant exchange rates. We then had the rebound of Europe in the quarter, up around 25% at constant exchange rates, which is explained by the solid performance of our organic business, but also by Polaroid sales, which in the quarter contributed for more than half of the region's total increase. As anticipated by Roberto, in Europe, our prescription frames business was very solid throughout the year, and I would like to highlight again the strong progression we recorded in the region with our new Carrera prescription frames collections. In the fourth quarter, we recovered some momentum in Asia that registered a growth also at constant exchange rates, plus 3.6%, thanks to the development of the high-growth markets and channels, but also to the improvement recorded in the most mature market of the area, namely Japan. Moving to our operating performance in Q4, this was influenced by the different dynamics that characterized the top line in the period. On one side, we had the price mix effect of the sales from the phasing out brands, impacting gross margin, which went down from 57.6% to 54.5%. On the other side, the growth of volumes driven by the organic business and the additional revenues from Polaroid improved the period operating leverage. All in all, EBITDA reached 29.2 million euro in the fourth quarter with an increase of 16.8% over the same period of the previous year. And the operating margin remained stable at 9.3% on net sales, also helped by the positive result of Polaroid and by the improved operating performance of Solstice stores in the U.S. As far as our retail business is concerned, in Q4, the EBITDA margin improved to 4.7% of sales compared to 1.4% recorded in the fourth quarter of 2011. So the strategy to focus the business around the best locations has been so far successful in financial terms and has allowed us to increase the retail operating performance from 10.6% in 2011 to 12.3% in full year 2012. Below the operating line, net interest expenses declined by 14%, while the impact of negative exchange rate differences decreased to 1 million euro from 4 million euro recorded in Q4 2011. So Q4 net result was equal to a profit of 5 million euro compared to 1.3 million euro profit in Q4 2011. Moving to slide 10 and free cash flow. The positive net result of the quarter, higher depreciation and amortization coupled with the continuing cash generation from working capital led to a cash flow from operating activities equal to 21.9 million euro compared to 12.5 million euro in Q4 2011. Investing activities in Q4 were characterized by a stable level of maintenance capex, after which the free cash flow of the period was positive for 12.1 million euro compared to 4.4 million euro in Q4 of the previous year. As said at the beginning, in 2012, group net debt declined to 215 million euro compared to 238 million euro of 2011, confirming the financial leverage at the level reached in the previous year, 1.9 times. We ended the year with a gross debt which was equal to 275 million euro, down roughly 16% compared to 328 million euro at the end of December 2011. And this was composed by 128 million euro IL bonds, 90 million euro of senior loan with a revolving facility drawn for 65 million euro, and 57 million euro of other lines. So, having said this, I would now hand it back over to Roberto for his further consideration.
Okay, thank you very much, Vincenzo. In 2013, our strategic priority is to consolidate and strengthen the positions we reached last year. And the first steps we took in the first 2 months of the year go exactly in that direction. Let me start by saying that in January, as you have seen, we renewed Lidl Claiborne and Banana Republic, two of the most representative U.S. brands, which have been growing nicely top line and profitability in our portfolio in the last years. This is in line with the fact that we want to give further speed to our organic performance. And these are clearly two confirmations that support our profitable presence penetration of the American markets, and which again testifies the focus on relevant strategic brands for our portfolio. U.S. and Latin America markets did well last year, and they are among our most important opportunities for growth going forward. So we need to have the best portfolio of brands, the best product offering in order to be competitive. Along the same line,
during the first week of February, we signed a new licensing agreement with Bobbi Brown, the iconic cosmetics company owned by Estée Lauder and founded by the world-renowned makeup artist and entrepreneur Bobbi Brown. It is, by all means, a very interesting project. We wanted to create a new category of use for sunglasses because we want to treat eyewear like makeup, creating innovative eyewear collection that fit with Bobbi Brown's philosophy of natural beauty, of using seasonal color palettes to inspire and drive creativity. But of course, also we wanted to focus on new distribution channel represented by the brand standalone cosmetic corners and shops. We will launch Bobbi Brown in the U.S. market at the beginning of 2014. We are at the moment developing the collection, and we then will expand it in the emerging markets in Europe, hoping to replicate the huge success Estée Lauder is having with the brand in the cosmetics arena. Now, products, market, service. We are focusing, and we will be focusing on Safilo's brand's growth opportunity, looking at it in all different aspects. Polaroid. Polaroid expansion plan is our strategic commitment for 2013 together with Carrera. As you know, in December last year, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of Polaroid at MoMA in New York. It was a huge event during which we relaunched the brand in the American markets, and we also launched the Polaroid Plus exclusive capsule collection. Now, I gotta say that we are encouraged by the consensus that we are getting on Polaroid from markets, regions, customers, and the new product lines together with you know, the very good acceptance of the brand, and particularly in this market environment, is clearly a good sign going forward. Excuse me. This year, the Polaroid growth will probably be driven by progression in Europe and, of course, by the launch of Polaroid in both U.S., Latin America, and initial expansion in Asia. As you know, last weekend was an important weekend for us because we participated in 2013 Mido Exhibition, the world's largest and most important optical fair, which is held in Milan. During this event, we introduced our new eyewear collection and I think more importantly, a number of breakthrough products which not only included the latest fashion trends, shapes, colors, and details, but also some very important aspects in terms of research and innovation. In fact, we introduced Avantech and Ultrasight Plus lenses, as well as made in Japan thin acetate. Now, Avantech is a new revolutionary lens mounting system developed by the US-based Avantech Eyewear, with which we have an exclusive agreement. And basically, you can mount prescription lenses with no holes in the lenses so that there is no risk of distortion or deformation and a much clearer view. In the next 12 months, we will use Avantech for Safilo brands. As you know, Safilo is focusing on prescription frames only. And also, we have extended the patent to the Boss frames collection. As said, we also introduced the UltraSight Plus lenses, which is a further evolution of the super high quality polarized lenses, where there is no glue between the lenses and the polarized film. And as I mentioned before, a revolutionary thin acetate made in Japan, which has a beautiful effect. During Mido, we also launched an event which the goal is to launch a new development path for Carrera, trying to get across the new brand identity, which has now a stronger segmentation with four different personalities within the collection and a common theme: the brand's racing heritage and attitude. Milan was the first of several international events that will be held in major cities in the most important markets for Carrera, so Madrid, New York, Beijing, Sao Paulo, and these events will help the consumer, the trade, the customers to discover the new Carrera's collection of sunglasses and optical frames. We think that these represent an interesting potential opportunity and must take Carrera to the next level of growth. Now, on a different subject, and particularly given recent concerns around our financial position flexibility, including from rating agencies, as you have seen in the press release, today the board of directors of Safilo Group approved the terms and conditions of a new financing transaction for a total amount of 100 million euros, which will provide our company with the required financial flexibility, also in the context of the reimbursement of the high-yield notes due in May 2013. And this will also provide us enough flexibility for our ongoing business development needs, and it is, more importantly, also in line with the group and the management objective to further reducing the average cost of debt. We are extremely satisfied with this transaction. It testifies trust and support to Safilo Group from our current lenders, from our traditional financial partners, which is the group of banks that already underwrite our senior debt, as well as from our main shareholder, which already demonstrated that by its financial support to the Polaroid acquisition. 2013 will be another demanding year with challenging macroeconomic environment, uncertainty over Eurozone crisis and headwinds from strengthening of euro against the dollar, as well as by our own business risk and opportunities. In this respect, this year we can count on one side on the full consolidation of Polaroid, so this will be a new addition in the first 3 months of 2013, together with the expansion of Polaroid outside Europe, which will start now in the month of March in the US as well as in Asia. And the opposite side, we will fully deconsolidate the Armani business. Of course, this is a challenging context, but It is not unexpected, and we need to stay focused on the core projects that we have been planning and executing during the last 24 months. Performance in January and February were in line with our expectations, and up to now, organic trends are satisfactory across the portfolio of our license and Sapphiros brands across product categories and channels. As I said at the beginning, our priority is to strengthen the pillar of our business and by doing this, improve our organic performance. I must say that we are clear in our mind that in life, you race or you don't. With that said, I thank you all very much for your attention, and we're now ready to take your question. Thank you very much for your attention and your patience.
Thank you, Mr. Bedevoto. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal. Our first question comes from Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions, if I may. The first one, if you could explain to us what happened at both Polaroid and Armani in the latest quarter of the year. That's because notwithstanding a confirmation of the plus 6% of posted by core products in the quarter, we've seen strong acceleration in the overall sales growth number. At this regard, if you could also help us understanding what will be the disruptive effect of the phase out of Armani in 2013. Secondly, just understand the rationale of replacing the high yield bond with a revolving credit facility, which you say is part of the existing senior loan, so I do not properly understand why this is new, and another revolving financing from HAL, which bears a two-year duration. Thank you.
Stefano, when I say part of the existing senior loan, I mean in addition to as part of the existing. And then I'll have Vincenzo to elaborate further into that. And the first question, Polaroid and Armani in the last quarter, of course Polaroid is a full addition. So on top of the nice growth that we had on the Go Forward brand, we also add the performance of Polaroid. As far as Armani is concerned, we gave it the final push. Of course, it's what you would expect from a license agreement expiring. Clearly, it was below last year, but it was a good performance.
Yeah, just a few comments on the additional financing. This is additional when we say in the context of the current senior loan, we are making reference to the security package and the main terms and conditions of the from a contractual standpoint. But in terms of facilities, these are additional facilities.
Okay, and just on Armani, is it possible to have a feeling on what the kind of the magnitude of sales that will vanish in 2013, even if I'm not wrong, you'll have the possibility to get rid of your inventory in the first 6 months of the year.
Uh, Stefano, you know that we don't give specific figures for specific brands, so I think, as we said, we have had a good performance below last year. It was an interesting exercise, and I think that it was very well managed, given circumstances.
Okay, Doc.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Domenico Gilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a question on the refinancing. So if you can give us a broad indication of the average cost of debt that you expect in 2013, or maybe better when the high yield is has expired. And the second question is, so I don't understand why you decided to use your main shareholder as a line of financing. And this is related to the financing. Then on the operating cost, if you can help us in understanding the trend in operating cost, in particular SG&A and also distribution cost entering 2013.
Okay, in terms of cost of debt, we were average in the region of 6%, more or less, and steady state after the repayment of the high yield bond, we should be able to reduce it by 30-40%. In terms of the reasons for the involvement, the commitment of the shareholder, let me say that this commitment was already there based on the restructuring made in 2010. It's been confirmed and extended up to 2015 with more flexibility for Safilo, for the group. So it's a confirmation and an extension under the same terms and conditions of a commitment which was already there. In terms of operating cost, of course, we have some an action plan in terms of efficiencies, but we need to support the continuing growth of our going forward brands. So let me say that there is not any major disruption. The trend will go on based on the trend registered in 2012.
I think, Domenico, on the financing, I would add that clearly getting our major minority shareholder involved allow us to get very, very convenient economics overall. So we're pleased that still we are very much supported by our major minority shareholder, and clearly that together with the support that we're getting from the lenders makes the economics of our additional 100 million extremely, extremely compelling.
And do you expect also to have the support on the top line also for 2013? So in terms of say push on sales as we saw in 2012?
I mean, it is a good customers of us, so if we have the good product, if we have good service, and if we have a good portfolio of brands, we always hope to do more, not only with their chains, but with all customers and particularly key accounts. Key accounts is the way the market is going, so we really want to focus and concentrate, but again, we have been able to reinforce our relationship with a lot of key accounts around the world. I think you traveled the world yourself, and you've seen that, you know, we did some extraordinary interesting deals, so there is no specific or particular support other than trying to have a good relationship with all of our customers. But again, we need good brands, good products, good service, good quality all together.
Okay, and last question on Polaroid. What is the kind of growth or size that we should expect to see in 2013, if you can elaborate a little bit more, even roughly speaking.
Again, not to give a different answer to you than I gave to Stefano, we don't articulate specific numbers on brands, but certainly, Domenico, you would expect robust double-digit growth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Aleti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening to everybody. I would like to know if it's possible for you to elaborate on the savings that you expect from the phase-out of Armani, in the sense that this year you will not pay for the royalties. And I was wondering if those royalties will be a net saving for you, or you will reinvest them in part of your business. And if it's possible to understand if, the, let's say, the minimum guarantee royalty that you paid in 2012 were, an important amount in terms of percentage of sales, the one that you achieve on the Armani brand. Thank you very much.
Okay. First, very quick comment. We exceeded the minimum guaranteed on Armani, so we didn't suffer any specific extra charge for minimum guaranteed. First and second, elaborating on, I wouldn't elaborate in terms of savings on Armani. What I can tell you, what we can tell you, is that if we are able to replace as much as possible Armani sales with the organic growth of our going forward brand, there would be a positive mix effect on our P&L, because of course sales on Armani during the course of 2012 and mostly in the final part of the year were having a lower margin.
Okay, but once again, Armani sales were containing some royalty that you will not pay anymore this year. That's a matter of fact. Is that correct?
I mean, as much as we replace Armani sales with other licensed brands, we pay royalties on those other licensed brands. Of course, if we are able to overgrow with our own brands, we will have savings in terms of royalties, but you have to consider that we are now committed into the development of our own brands, and namely Carrera and Polaroid, with the expansion and development of those brands outside Europe, in Latin America, in Asia, where we are starting in some cases from scratch. For Polaroid, we are restarting the development of the brand in the U.S. After 20 years, and so we will invest money in terms of marketing.
Okay, and if I may, I didn't catch what you said about the contribution of Polaroid in the last quarter. If I understood, was 50%, over 50% of the quarterly growth, or was it?
Of the growth in Europe.
Ah, 50% of the growth in Europe, okay.
Yes, because as I said in the previous quarter call, the fourth quarter is very important for Polaroid based on its current distribution business model. So it accounted for more than half of the growth in Europe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
As a further reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I've got basically two things left that I'd like to touch with you. First one is related to what's been discussed in previous questions. Are you prepared to give any kind of guidance whatsoever on where you expect the gross margin to be in 2013, at least in terms of trends, or an overall, at least vague idea of what you're expecting? And the other question I had was, I was looking at the end of the presentation, the tables of the various licensed brands. Seems to me that you have nothing, which is a good thing, of course. You have nothing major which is coming up for renegotiation in the short term. That's a good thing. There's a couple of small ones which I don't know if you want to hang on to or let go, but they're largely irrelevant. With what we saw with Bobby Brown, and I know that you're interested in increasing your brand portfolio. Are we, this is a question for Roberto, obviously, are you looking specifically maybe for one larger brand that you can sign up, or are we more likely to see maybe two or three smaller ones joining the portfolio, I think, over the next year, 18 months or so? Thank you.
Yes, on the guidance on gross margin, as I explained, the gross margin decline in 2012 and more importantly in Q4 was driven by the fact of price mix for phasing out brands. As we have not that kind of effect in 2013, the guidance is such that the gross margin should be going back to the 2011 level, more or less. In terms of the new licenses.
Yes, Flavio, thank you for the question. I think that I would put it this way. Armani going out, if we take the number of 2011, it was about 170 million. Let's say that I'm looking to sign two licenses of 80 million each.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Mr. Villavoto, we have no further signals for telephone questions at this time.
Okay, so we can, I think, come to the conclusion, I would say. Am I on the line?
Yes, sir, you're still connected.
Okay, so I would like to really thank you very much for your patience. I know it has been a little bit postponed and late for you guys, but we appreciate your commitment, and we're looking forward to speaking to you April 22nd.